You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine, talking with Cheryl Gasser, the Assistant Director of Talk Programming at Wisconsin Public Radio, and trying to track down Bill McKibben, who is the co-author of the book Fight Global Warming Now, the Handbook for Taking Action in Your Community. We hope to be able to reach him, but if not, we'll still ask you, what are you doing, if anything, to fight global warming? Are you taking personal action? Are you involved with this Step It Up campaign? Is there anything you're doing in your local community to encourage your neighbors to fight global warming now? Is this an issue that has you writing your lawmakers or something else? Call in, join in as we continue to talk about fighting global warming. Our call-in number is 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Is climate change an issue that matters to you? Do you believe this is one of the most important issues facing this country, this world today? Are you doing anything to fight global warming? The Step It Up campaign says that we should be cutting greenhouse gas emissions in this country by 80% by the year 2050. Do you agree with that or not? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890. And Cheryl Gasser, as we wait for callers to join in to talk with us about their efforts to combat global warming, and as we look for Bill McKibben, let's talk a little bit more about what a pledge of $100 to Wisconsin Public Radio means for listeners who make that pledge.
It means that if they want it, we will be happy to send them Bill McKibben's book, Fight Global Warming Now, the Handbook for Taking Action in Your Community. And might I suggest, if you up that pledge to $120 a year, we'll be happy to send you the book as well as the member benefit card, which gives you 2-for-1 entrees, 2 nights for the price of 1 at bed and breakfasts around the state, discounts for online shopping, lots of ways for us to say thank you to you. The important thing is that you go to the phone and make that pledge now, 800-383-9772, or if you prefer, you can pledge online where it's secure at WPR.org.
The author of this book, environmentalist and writer and scholar in residence at the Middlebury College in Vermont, Bill McKibben, will be in Madison next month. I'm looking here. He has an event that takes place on November the 2nd. It will be at the Orpheum Theater, I believe, in Madison. I'll get some more details on that. But it's significant in that it is the day before a national day of action. The Step It Up crowd is planning a big day of rallies and activities in communities all over the country. People who belong to this movement known as Step It Up, this is going to be a national day of climate action set for November the 3rd. And, well, good, we located our guest, Bill McKibben, so we will talk with him more about this effort and his handbook, Fight Global Warming Now. And Bill McKibben joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Hello, Joy. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks. I'm glad we found you.
I'm glad you did, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, we got a lot of interest in this issue. Lots of people are pledging because they want to pick up a copy of this handbook. You write this book with the Step It Up team. Who or what is the Step It Up team?
We started last January. 7 of us, me and 6 college students, this website, stepitup07.org. And we had, you know, when we started in January, low expectations because we had no money and no email list or anything. But in the course of about 12 weeks, just because people all around the country were so eager to do something about climate change, we were able to organize about 1,400 rallies in all 50 states. And that was the team, the 7 of us who wrote this little book as a kind of really almost a recipe book for how to do community activism in your community.
Yeah, you were a little surprised by how big it became?
We were completely blown away and somewhat overwhelmed. It was a lot of fun, and we're doing it again this fall. There's another set of these actions going on that people can find out all about by going to stepitup07.org.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, again, in all 50 states, and this time we're targeting trying to get politicians to come speak at these things and figure out which ones of them are actually going to be sort of leaders of this movement, not just saying the right things.
Yeah, and you are, I read that you're not counting on anything happening with this Congress or this president, that you're waiting for the next administration.
I'd say it's pretty unlikely that President Bush is going to sign strong legislation, given what he's done so far, although, you know, good Methodist that I am, I'm always completely willing to wait for the Holy Spirit to go to work. I think that we're probably laying the foundations now, and we've got to lay them now, for what happens in the first couple of months of 2009 with the new administration.
Yeah. So what do you think about Al Gore getting the Nobel Peace Prize and what that will mean for this movement?
I think it's one more sign of just how concerned the rest of the world is and how eager the rest of the world is for America to play some kind of part. Couldn't have been more deserved, not only by Al Gore, but by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the group of scientists that for 20 years now has been charting the outlines of this phenomenon.
Yeah, do you want him to run for president?
We don't, you know, we're all officially nonpartisan in every way. And frankly, I think he's doing such a good job now on the outside that part of me doesn't want him to run, and of course, part of me does. I think it's probably unlikely, and I think in any event, what we need to do now is lay the political foundation so that whoever is president has enough support, enough of a movement behind them to move the Congress, to move American industry, to move everyone else who needs moving in very short order.
The Step It Up campaign wants Congress to step up and pass legislation to cut carbon emissions by 80% by the year 2050?
That's right. That's one of the three main goals. The other two are an immediate moratorium on new coal-fired power plants and a real and serious green jobs campaign that would put the low-skilled and low-income workers who have been left behind by the last American economy hard at work trying to build the new one.
Yeah. I talked with a guest, and I certainly don't want to, I don't remember every step he was recommending, but he called himself, he's known as the skeptical environmentalist, and he said there is absolutely no debate that global warming is happening, but there is debate over whether cutting these carbon emissions so drastically will really do a lot of good. What do you say to that?
His name's Bjorn Lomborg.
Yes.
And, in fact, those wishing to view a debate that I had with Mr. Lomborg can do it online at the Middlebury College website. His information is way out of date and doesn't reflect either the science or the economics that the last 5 years have produced. He's minimized the threat at all times and hence been very surprised to see things like this fall's new data from the Arctic showing the melt of ice happening decades faster than we would have thought 20 years ago, happening in such shocking fashion that it really calls into question whether it may not be too late to prevent some of this. We think there's still a narrow window of time left to keep real catastrophe from overtaking us, but boy, it's narrow, and we got to jump through it fast.
Yeah, and if we don't?
Well, I mean, Jim Hansen, our foremost climatologist, has told us that if we're not able to reverse the flow of carbon into the atmosphere inside the next 10 years, by now really about 8 years, then we can no longer guarantee the stability of the great ice sheets above the West Antarctic or above Greenland. He testified in court under oath last year in a case that Detroit brought to try to keep auto emission, auto mileage standards from going up. He testified that it's entirely plausible that without dramatic action, we'll see sea level rise on the order of 20 feet in the course of this century. Were that to happen, the world would be changed so radically, it's hardly even worth talking about.
Well, we will talk more after we check the latest news, talking with Bill McKibben, scholar in residence at Middlebury College in Vermont, environmentalist, writer of many, many books, including Fight Global Warming Now, the handbook for taking action in your community. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, 7:36 on this Tuesday, October the 16th. We are talking for the rest of this segment of the program with Bill McKibben, who is the author of, co-author of Fight Global Warming Now, the handbook for taking action in your community. You have no doubt heard of Bill McKibben. He has been on Wisconsin Public Radio and in the national media for many years. He is the author of what's considered the first book about the effects of global warming, The End of Nature. He is also a writer for regularly for Harper's, The Atlantic Monthly, and the New York Review of Books, among other publications. He is scholar in residence at Middlebury College in Vermont. And he is answering your questions and responding to your views about global warming and whether or not you believe the debate is over when it comes to global warming and the time for action is upon us. Do you believe that cutting greenhouse gas emissions should begin now, cut them 80% by the year 2050? Should there be a moratorium on coal-fired power plants in this nation? 1-800-642-1234 is the number to call to talk with Bill McKibben, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890. Jan in Mineral Point is with us. Hi, Jan, you're on the air.
Hi. The only thing I wanted to add was that part of the tenor of the program seemed to be that we've got to get moving on this. And just the one thing I wanted to contribute is my understanding from I think I saw in NOVA or something like that, that there's these vast amounts of methane hydrate on the bottom of the ocean. They're under pressure and cold. And the estimates they're saying are like there's more energy stored there in the form of methane than there like ever has been drilled and ever will be. It's like, or at least more than all of the Saudi and the Iraq oil. And so if the planet warms up, that'll come to the top of the ocean, it'll kind of bubble up like a soda bottle that's been, had the lid removed. And that's all just, it's pretty god-awful if it happens.
You're not kidding. And we're beginning to see a kind of preview of that happening in the far north as the tundra melts, as the permafrost melts. A lot of methane up there is being released very quickly, that was formerly sort of frozen, sealed up beneath that permafrost. I've talked to scientists in the last year who've been spending time in Siberia and the far north of this continent, and they're saying that there are places where, even at the depth of the Siberian winter, lakes and ponds and marshes aren't freezing over, even at 40 below zero, because there's so much methane bubbling up that it's like a bubbler almost, just keeping the water from freezing. And this methane, like carbon dioxide, is a very potent heat-trapping gas, which is the reason that we've got to get going soon. It's one of the big reasons that we're doing this next round of protests on November 3rd. And I know that in Wisconsin, there are already people signed up to do actions in Delafield and Fort Atkinson and Green Bay and Madison and Pepin and Racine and Ripon and Stevens Point, all over the state. And we get one more bite at this apple. The Earth is moving very fast. The momentum is extremely strong. We've got to match it with some real political commitment. It's not like other movements where people knew that eventually, though it was going to be very hard work, they would triumph in the civil rights movement or something. We don't have any assurance like that because this is such a timed test, and for just the kind of reasons that the caller describes.
Yeah. Talk about all of these actions that are planned, not only in Wisconsin in those communities you listed, but all over the country. This, instead of a mass march on Washington, the whole point of this in part is to have people all over the country participating in their own hometown.
And that's right. And, you know, people said, oh, you should do a march in Washington. We thought there was something a little off about telling people to cross the continent spewing carbon behind them in order to protest global warming. And we also thought people would do much better in their own communities with their own legislators, that your congressmen and senators will pay more attention if it's coming from home. And that's what we're finding.
Yeah, there are bills in our own state legislature here in Wisconsin to cut carbon emissions here in the state of Wisconsin. Is this something that should be done on the state
level? Absolutely. I mean, the state, for the last 6 years, since nothing's been happening in Washington, there's been a lot of attention to state and municipal policies, and those have been very effective. The reason we need help from Washington now is only Washington's big enough to actually do something about setting the price of energy by putting a cap on the whole nation's use of it. And only Washington can go and lead the international fight to reach a similar agreement with the rest of the world, with China and India and everybody else, in the next few years. We can't do that part state by state. And so sometimes, somehow, we've got to get Washington involved in this. It's the last capital of the developed world that isn't involved, and it just can't go on like that.
Yeah. Nathaniel in Milwaukee is with us. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you very much for taking my call and for trying to work against global warming, which I think is an incredibly important issue. There is one thing that I'd like to challenge, however, and that's the notion that population control would somehow help with global warming, because you do have China right now with the most effective population control policy in the world, projected to overtake the United States as the most polluting country in the world. And I think that shows that it's much more what someone does than how many people there are. And just to think about it, if you take half the population of the planet right now, make them all live like your average U.S. citizen, that's a recipe for great environmental damage.
I think that that's absolutely right. The population curve, which in any event is slowed down considerably, human fertility has dropped a lot in the last 30 years, the population curve is now less of a problem than the consumption one, which is rising ever more rapidly. Now, that said, we should, when we talk about countries like China, we should understand why they're waiting for us to take the lead. You know, the Chinese will pass us this year as the biggest emitter of CO2 in the planet. On the other hand, there are four times as many people there as there are here. Hence, each of us is emitting four times as much carbon on average. And we've been doing it for 100 years. Carbon stays in the atmosphere about a century. So it'll be, even without taking into account the population difference, it'll be 40 or 50 years before the Chinese catch up with us as the cause of global warming. Therefore, we've got to be the ones to take the lead to do a credible and comprehensive policy. And if we do, the Chinese and the Indians may follow us. That's got to be the hope. It's going to take a lot of diplomacy. It's going to take a lot of resources.
Kurt in Springbrook. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, there's an author activist out there named Derek Jensen who says we need to, if we want to stop global warming, we need to bring down civilization by any means necessary. And his definition of that is stopping the flow of resources from the poor to the rich. I was wondering what Bill thought of that, and I'll take my answers off the air.
I'm trying to understand that.
Well, I don't think that, I don't think that taking down civilization is probably a very effective political method for dealing with, I don't know how one would do it. The only way we're going to take down civilization is if we allow global warming to run out of control. The caller is absolutely right that we've got to figure out very quickly how to use very much less in the way of resources.
doing that's not impossible. You know, many of your listeners will have been to Western Europe sometime in the last few years, to France, to Germany, to Italy, and they will know that those are perfectly decent and good places. What they may not know is that the average Western European uses half as much energy as the average American does.
Mm-hmm.
Half's a big number. It's more than we're going to get from hydrogen or methanol or all the other things we're talking about. And hence, you know, it's at the very least, we should be pointing the Chinese and the Indians straight in that direction.
One quick one from Steve in Oshkosh. Hi, Steve.
Hi, good morning. Bill, I wonder if you could address what seems to me a real hitch with this whole discussion. I think people think of hydrogen or high-tech or expensive or way out there technologies, when it seems to me, if I'm remembering a piece you wrote some years ago entitled Warming the Planet, Dry Our Socks, that a clothesline and things like that do a lot of good.
Absolutely. You know, clothesline is great solar-powered technology invented roughly the same time that the technology of clothes was invented. And one of the great and bizarre tragedies of this country is that something like a third of Americans live in a community where clotheslines are, in fact, illegal.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's 3 or 4% of your energy that you use in your household just right there, just with that one tiny thing.
Yeah,
you know?
We have less than a minute with you before we have to break. What do you hope people will do with Fight Global Warming Now?
Well, I hope that they'll take the book and use it to build activism in their communities. I hope that people will very much get to stepitup07.org and join with others around Wisconsin and around the country on November 3rd. And I hope that in the long run, we use this opportunity to build just the kind of community represented by, say, public radio. That's what we need in transportation and in energy and in food and in all the other parts of our life, too, if we're going to have some chance of living efficiently enough to deal with this problem.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Joy. Have a good day.
You too. Bill McKibben, scholar-in-residence at Middlebury College in Vermont and co-author with the Step It Up team of Fight Global Warming Now, the handbook for taking action in your community. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's about 11 minutes before 7 o'clock. Stay tuned. Coming up 7 o'clock, before 8 o'clock. After 8 o'clock, we will be talking with Bob McChesney, who has a new book out called Communication Revolution. And we'll talk about the future of media with Bob McChesney coming up after 8. We are talking with Cheryl Gasser for the rest of this hour. Cheryl is our Assistant Director of Talk Programming at Wisconsin Public Radio. And Cheryl, making some movement toward that $6,000 goal that we have this hour.
That's correct. We've raised $2,300. You, rather, have raised $2,300. You've pledged $2,300 this hour. We have about $3,700 left to go to make that $6,000 goal. And the reason that we're asked to raise $6,000 in this hour is we've done it before in the 7 o'clock hour. We've been able to raise that with, of course, your generous support, and that overall goal that we want to reach by the end of the drive is how we do that hour by hour with your pledge of support. 800-383-9772 or WPR.org. And for just about 10 more minutes, we have a very nice thank you gift for you.
That's right. A pledge of $100 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. And our special thank you for you this hour is Bill McKibben's book, Fight Global Warming Now, which is a handbook for taking action in your community. In it, he talks about the seriousness of global warming and the science behind global warming and what will happen if we don't take action now. But also, it's a practical guide as to how you might motivate volunteers, how you personally can take action, how you can put some pressure on your lawmakers if you, too, believe that global warming is one of the most important issues of of our time. You can, according to Bill McKibben, fight global warming now. And you can get a copy of this book for your pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio of $100 or more. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or pledge online at WPR.org.
Because you care about the environment and the world around you, and because Wisconsin Public Radio and Joy's show in particular covers those topics from a variety of perspectives, make a pledge of support. Do it now. Love to hear those phones ring. 1-800-383-9772. Help us to reach our goal. $6,000 this hour. We fell short last hour. Definitely want to make the goal and exceed the goal if we can this hour. And again, for a pledge of $100 or more to Wisconsin Public Radio, Bill McKibben's book, Fight Global Warming Now, will be coming your way if you'd like it.
And it was interesting to hear Bill McKibben talk about at Middlebury College in Vermont how he and a few people got together and said, you know what, let's have some sort of rally to bring attention to the issue of global warming and the need to do something about this, and how this little local event turned into a nationwide event all over the country. Communities rallied together, did some unique and attention-getting events that ended up getting some media attention, and what was going to be just a little local thing turned into something that happened all over the country. And so what the lessons they learned are in this book, Fight Global Warming Now. Another day of action is being planned for November the 3rd, and Bill McKibben will be in Wisconsin the day before on November the 2nd. Wisconsin is going to be front and center in this upcoming day of action on November the 3rd. Call in with your pledge of Wisconsin Public Radio to join the Wisconsin Public Radio community. Maybe your call will motivate others. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Or pledge online at WPR.org.
And make that pledge because you appreciate intelligent talk that Joy brings you 15 hours a week, that you learn something new every day, maybe every hour on Joy's program. Think of all you've learned from Wisconsin Public Radio and all you have yet to learn in the days, weeks, and months to come. Put a price on it and make that pledge now. 800-383-9772. Or you can pledge online at WPR.org. Either way, it takes 2 to 3 minutes, and you have done your part to help keep Wisconsin Public Radio going strong. Help us to reach that goal of $6,000 this hour, or get as close as we possibly can to it. Still 7 minutes left this hour. We can do it with your help.
7 minutes to go, and $3,300 to raise with your help. It would really be a shame to fall short for this hour, especially when we're talking about an issue that you say is so important to you, that you want to hear more about the environment, you want to hear more about what to do about global warming, and maybe yourself, you are personally trying to do something about global warming. Let us know that you value this kind of programming. Let us know that you would like a copy of this book when you call 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Why don't you pledge $10 a month or more? Then you will get not only the book, Fight Global Warming Now, which has all sorts of advice on taking action in your community, and all sorts of information about climate change and global warming, for that matter. But if you pledge the $10 a month or more, the $120 level, you'll get not only the book, but the member benefit card, which you can use to get free meals at restaurants, well, 2-for-1 entrees at a bunch of restaurants, 2-for-1 admissions, tickets to a bunch of cultural attractions, and 2 nights for the price of 1 at a bunch of bed and breakfasts in the state and in Illinois and Minnesota as well. 1-800-383-9772.
Quality radio costs, and listener support provides 31% of our budget. We can't do it without you. That's why we come to you with these member drives. It's simply the most efficient, most effective way to ask you for your support. You've come through for us in the past, and we know you're coming through for us this hour. You've come through for us. We want to hear from you now. WPR.org is a safe and secure way to pledge online, or if you'd like to talk with a friendly volunteer, 800-383-9772. Pledge $10 a month or more and receive both the member benefit card and Bill McKibben's book, Fight Global Warming Now.
This National Day of Climate Action set for November the 3rd, they're calling it Step It Up 2, Who's a Leader, in which they hope that all over the country, and we heard from Bill McKibben that there are events planned all over the state of Wisconsin, various rallies and events to draw attention to the need for climate action. They call it Step It Up, saying that Congress has to step up, our lawmakers have to step up to do something about this. I hope you, dear listener, will step it up and become a supporter of a service that you value, a service that you think is very important, a service that you believe connects the people of the state of Wisconsin with people all over the country. 1-800-383-9772. Help pay for this service. We count on listener contributions to bring you this service. A $120 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio this hour gets you Fight Global Warming Now, this handbook we've been talking about, and the member benefit card, and the satisfaction in knowing that you helped support a cause you believe in.
Because your weekday morning simply would not be the same without Joy Cardine and the wonderful guests that she brings you hour after hour. Make that pledge now. We're more than halfway to that goal of $6,000. Obviously, it'll take some very generous pledges in order to reach that goal. Maybe a dollar a day is what Wisconsin Public Radio is worth to you. Would you put a dollar in your radio to listen to Wisconsin Public Radio every day? If that's within your budget, please go to the phone now at 1-800-383-9772 or pledge online at WPR.org. We can make this goal with your help.
Just a couple of minutes to do it, though. I'm sure that the volunteers will take your calls through the news, but time is very limited for us to make this goal and to offer you this book. Fight Global Warming Now, the handbook for taking action in your community. It's a book about an issue that matters to you by a guest who is a very a well-renowned guest. He is the guest, Bill McKibben, an environmentalist and author and scholar, has written what was considered the very first book on global warming, The End of Nature. And that's the caliber of guests that you get to hear from day after day here on the Ideas Network. It's your chance to help support this effort now by calling 1-800-383-9772. Pledge $10 a month or more and pick up a copy of the book and the member benefit card. 1-800-383-9772.
Pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio because it's the right thing to do and you'll feel better. Once you become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, if you've already given, thank you so much for your support. It means the world to us. And because Wisconsin Public Radio means the world to you, make that pledge now if you haven't already done so. WPR.org or 800-383-9772.
Let's meet this $6,000 goal with your call. They all add up. And your call right now at 1-800-383-9772 makes a big difference. 1-800-383-9772. Remember, a pledge of $100 or more, and we will be happy to send you Fight Global Warming Now, the handbook for taking action in your community by Bill McKibben. Thanks very much, Cheryl. 1-800-383-9772. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.